My Nai Nai was born to a landowning family in Jiangsu. Her surname was Shi, which means stone, a stubborn word that suited her personality. In 1944, when she was not yet 16, she renounced her class and joined the army in service of the Communist Party's cause. She had dry, sturdy hands that raised three generations of children. My cousins, relying on her long after they'd left home, would often leave their children, her great-grandchildren, in her care. She was fiery and straightforward, unpretentious to the core. On the other side of the ocean, my father often laughed at how you couldn't trust Nai Nai to buy any clothes. One summer, in middle school, I grabbed a cigarette from her when she was playing mahjong and told her not to smoke. She laughed at me and pulled another cigarette from the packet. On the last day of our interviews, after I turned off the microphone, she put a hand on my wrist and started talking again. She said that in her life, she had just been an ordinary person, not extraordinary at anything, and with a personality like a boy's. But she'd always tried to help others. Whether she had money or not, if there was something she could do, she did it. So even though she was just a low-level cadre in the civil system, people liked her. They all came to give her greetings at New Year. She was known for being diligent at work. She wasn't selfish. That was how she'd lived her life. After she died, I shared the recordings of my interviews in the family WeChat group. My uncle, who had been in Indiana and was also unable to physically attend the funeral, thanked me. "I cried hearing her voice again," he said. Later, he pointed out how basic my questions had been. "That interview, you don't understand Chinese history at all, though." He probably didn't realize how this hurt me, but oh, it hurt. It was another reminder of how I didn't really belong with the people on the other side of the WeChat group. I had tried my best to keep up with the Chinese world, but time spent in one world was time spent away from my other one.